Typical archetype, lost child brought up on Bibles and market hype. Nah, he's the antithesis of orthodox. You've seen the dissonance of people living in Pandora's box.
He'd given more to thought not to afford a lot, and stop at a door to knock every day at 4 o'clock.
Oddly auspicious and brazen, not a shred of doubt had been about on this occasion.
Now we can tell you what he was asking for, but that's really not the point.
Let's just say the world peace is destined for disaster. People can't be on the same page and be in different chapters.
The subject of the books he studied mostly didn't matter. They could make him shed a tear or elicit laughter.
He didn't play, he hid away above the kitchen rafters and found the knowledge that he gained to be a fickle master.
The more he understood, the less he was sure that anyone's possessed intentions were especially pure.
His desire to share the recipes he kept in a drawer would inspire his daily walk to knock on destiny's door.
And when it opened, how his mind would explore, he grew to find some peace and quiet in the violence and gore.
He excelled at school assignments on the tyrants of war, and found himself preoccupied with what he'd tried to ignore.
An orphan, problem child of divorce, he was tired and sore.
Scattered blueprints lying in the floor.
About to finally decide that it was time to abort, he noticed that the ball was sliding toward his side of the court.
And now his luck of the draw had finally changed. Puzzled as he chuckled in awe, tried to explain how in ostensibly cursed life reversed right in front of his eyes right before his demise.
Now a budding scholar, he identified the vital link between the human psyche and the science of survival.
But something sinister his story would become.
Join us in the next chapter, cause the journey's only just begun.
The journey's only just begun.